Imagine leading without burnout, where your organization thrives not despite, but because of how you show up each day. This isn't fantasy, it's the promise of conscious leadership. Traditional approaches may deliver quarterly results, but at what cost? Burned-out executives with broken marriages, disengaged teams, and unsustainable business models. The 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership offers a revolutionary alternative that has transformed organizations from startups to Fortune 500 companies. The fundamental premise is deceptively simple. Leadership effectiveness isn't about what you do, but the state of being from which you operate. When we lead from presence rather than reactivity, everything changes. Decisions improve, relationships deepen, and innovation flourishes. This isn't just philosophical, it's practical, measurable, and increasingly necessary in our complex world. Every moment, we operate from one of two states: above the line, open, curious, committed to learning, or below the line, closed, defensive, committed to being right. This isn't about moral judgment, it's about effectiveness. When triggered, our brains instinctively go below the line, unable to distinguish between physical threats and ego challenges like criticism in a meeting. Most leaders spend 95% of their time below the line without realizing it. The first breakthrough comes not from staying above the line constantly, that's impossible, but accurately recognizing where you are. Leadership blindness happens when we operate below while believing we're above. The master skill is shifting, moving from closed to open, defensive to curious, protection to learning. This matters because creativity, innovation, and collaboration only happen above the line. Research since the early 1900s shows performance increases with arousal only to a point before declining sharply. Below-the-line leadership literally impairs complex thinking and collaboration. What would change if you could recognize when you're below the line and shift within moments rather than hours or days? How might your team transform if everyone developed this capacity? When problems arise, organizations often fall into a fear-driven pattern. Victims feel powerless, villains assign blame, and heroes offer superficial solutions. This triangle creates cultures of defensiveness and mistrust. Taking radical responsibility means shifting from placing blame to owning influence. It requires abandoning rigid expectations and embracing curiosity. Consider Mark, a CEO who asked, "What can I learn when a project failed?" By examining his own communication style rather than blaming others, he transformed how his team handled challenges. This transformation requires consistently asking, "How am I creating this situation?" and "What can I learn?" It means acknowledging your role in team dynamics and focusing on what you can influence. While radical responsibility doesn't mean accepting blame for everything, it transforms reactive leadership into conscious leadership, where growth replaces defensiveness. Have you ever been in a high-stakes meeting where decisions stalled despite abundant data? This happens when leaders rely solely on head intelligence while neglecting heart and gut wisdom. Most organizations view feelings as distractions, yet emotions contain essential information. Emotions are energy in motion, physical sensations that are neither good nor bad. The five primary emotions, anger, fear, sadness, joy, and sexual feelings, each have unique bodily patterns. Conscious leaders release feelings by locating the sensation in the body, breathing deeply, and matching their expression with their experience, rather than repressing them or getting stuck in mental loops. When properly released, emotions complete their cycle in under 90 seconds, preventing chronic states like bitterness or anxiety. Each emotion offers specific wisdom. Anger signals needed change, fear warns of ignored dangers, sadness shows what to release, joy indicates what to celebrate, and sexual feelings represent creative energy. Leaders who access these emotional intelligences make better decisions by drawing wisdom from head, heart, and gut. That uncomfortable feeling about a decision that looks perfect on paper? That's your emotional intelligence speaking. While 97% of people admit to lying, withholding, refraining from sharing important information with relevant parties is even more common. People withhold facts, thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations that provide crucial context. As Jack Welch notes, the team that sees reality the best wins. Withholding blocks creative energy and causes relational disconnection. When we withhold judgments about others, we withdraw from relationships and project our assumptions onto them. Conscious leaders share thoughts not to be right, but to make themselves known and foster connection. True candor means speaking what is unarguable. Thoughts, I'm having the thought that. Feelings, sad, scared, angry, joyful. And sensations, physical experiences. Focusing on unarguable statements ends drama instantly. I'm having the thought that this project is off track opens dialogue, while this project is failing because your team isn't delivering creates conflict. Great leaders share their experience without attachment to being right. Many successful leaders remain in unfulfilling work, dismissing their true calling despite their competence. They operate in three zones: incompetence, activities they neither enjoy nor do well; competence, tasks done adequately; and excellence, where they excel without passion. Upper limits, unconscious beliefs about deserved success, feelings of unworthiness, or fears of outshining others, block the path to genius. To find your genius zone, ask 30 to 50 people when they see you most energized and what unique talents they observe. Like a fish unaware of its swimming prowess, others often recognize our genius more clearly than we do. James Sabry at Genentech demonstrates this principle by creating conditions for his team to work in their genius zones. Understanding each person's unique qualities, rather than controlling them, showing what's possible when organizations transcend excellence. What if not enough, whether time, money, resources, or talent, is merely a mindset rather than reality? Most people are conditioned by society to believe in scarcity, shaping how we experience life. Three toxic myths drive scarcity behavior. There is never enough, which breeds fear of being left out; more is better, preventing satisfaction; and that's just the way it is, the belief in an unchangeable, unfair world. Scarcity requires comparison against others or ideals. When we experience not enough, competition follows. Resources become possessions we must fight for. Our perspective shapes our experience of sufficiency. 5 minutes of meditation feels vastly different from 5 minutes holding weights. The same time shifts based on our relationship to it. For business leaders, business energy grounded in sufficiency leads to sustainable growth, while scarcity creates instability. Three key truths: money flows like water, what you appreciate appreciates, and collaboration creates prosperity. What if what's missing in your organization isn't a problem to fix, but an invitation to become what's needed? Many leaders oscillate between over-functioning hero mode and complete disengagement after burning out. Conscious leaders commit to being the resolution by seeing gaps as invitations rather than deficits. They recognize that even perfection has room for greater beauty or contribution. Their focus starts with being and becoming. Appropriate action naturally follows, like an apple tree bearing fruit. Consider this. When an employee notices campus trash, reactive consciousness breeds resentment or apathy. In conscious leadership, they see an invitation toward greater impeccability. They check for a whole body yes, then ask, "What would impeccability look like now?" before acting naturally from this centered state. When leaders notice missing communication, instead of blame or resignation, they explore their relationship to communication and embody the solution. This responsible creativity defines conscious leadership. As you shift from reactive to creative consciousness, you'll see everything as whole and complete, not problems, but invitations for greater beauty, alignment, and grace. For conscious leaders, creative contribution flows naturally from their center.